welcome to the Entertainment Docket for the week of June 4th. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and extremely entertainment-rich Melissa Hansen.
Hi, I'm entertainment-rich. You guys should just come watch me. Oh, you mean that what I've seen?
Yes, you've been very busy entertainment-wise okay. This past week.
Well, it works both ways. Yeah, I actually caught up on some TV shows and saw a movie in the theater.
Wow.
Amazing week. Productive. So I watched the whole series, it ends up, of Best Friends Forever.
Which is what?
Which was on NBC. It was just on 3 or 4 episodes, and they canceled it, and they actually ran the last couple last week. Just kind of broke them off.
All right.
But it stars Lennon Parham and Jessica St. Clair, who were members of the Upright Citizens Brigade.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and Lennon Parham was in Accidentally on Purpose, the Jenna Elfman knocked up by the younger
guy. You liked that show, yeah.
She played her sister on it.
Mm.
She stole focus from Jenna Elfman. She was so adorable on that show. So I was excited when I heard about it, and then I realized it was going to be good, and then I realized it would never last.
Yeah.
So I didn't watch it when it was on, but I didn't want to miss it. So anyhow, I watched all 6 episodes, and it is brilliantly funny. It's the two of them play best friends that one had moved away. Jessica had gotten married and moved away. Well, she got divorced, so she kind of moved back and is now staying with Lennon's character, who they're named Lennon and Jessica on the show, too. And it's kind of Lucy and Ethel. I'm sure I'm not going to say that.
Yeah.
But it's just adorably funny.
Cool.
And the best thing in the show is there's this little girl who, like, not 9 and a half. She's 9 and a half. She keeps reminding people. Quinetta Carpenter, who lives in their building.
Yeah.
This little overweight black girl with, like, all kinds of attitude is, like, one of the main characters on the show.
Oh, that's funny.
She is funny, and she is adorable. So it's on Hulu. You can watch all 6 episodes. And hopefully there's talk that, like, USA may pick it up.
Yeah.
We'll have to wait and see. I hope they do, because it's absolutely worth it. So, yeah, I totally recommend checking that out if you guys have Hulu. And like funny things. The other TV series I watched this week
is
Luther, which is a TV show.
Yes.
And it's Idris Elba.
Yes.
Oof. But there's right now only 10 episodes. It's 2 British series. One's, I think, 6 episodes and one's 4 episodes. It sounds kind of typical. Cop show.
Yeah.
He's slightly out of control, like best police officer on the force, you know, always gets his man, except he's kind of unpredictable and he's got a temper and his methods aren't quite ethical. He is so fabulous in it.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard great things.
Just an amazing, amazing character. But yeah, it's him at work and then his private life and overlapping. But his ex-wife, or soon-to-be ex-wife, I'm looking at her going, oh, I know her kind of thing. And I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, I know her, but she's like sexier in this. But anyhow, so I went and looked it up. She played Susie Costello.
Why does that name not ring a bell for me?
It should ring a bell.
Why?
Because they keep killing Susie.
What are you talking? I'm totally drawing a blank on what you're telling me.
The first episode of Torchwood.
Oh, crap. Okay. Yeah.
And she's huge in British television.
Okay.
She's been on a zillion shows.
Yeah.
But anyhow, so yeah, it's an interesting show. It is like not CSI lame. It's like Criminal Minds creepy shit.
Okay.
That they deal with. But his partner on the show is played by an actor named Warren Brown, who I kind of have a crush on now. Uh-huh. But I went and looked him up.
Yeah.
He's like a 2-time world Thai boxing champion.
Holy crap.
Who then became an actor.
Wow.
So anyhow, it's an amazing, amazing cast. You know, really some creepy, creepy storylines. In the first episode, there's this young woman whose parents are murdered and he's talking to her and he's not quite sure. And then all of a sudden he realizes she did it and he can't prove it. And so he's got to let her go. She ends up becoming like his nemesis,
ooh,
but also like his kind of partner and confidant because he does everything kind of shady.
Okay.
He can't have his partner and other police officers help him on things. So they end up with this like kind of friendship.
Huh.
It's really interesting writing. Very interesting writing. Again, if you like good cop shows, you have to check out Luther.
Now, this isn't like supernatural in any way. It's straight cop.
No. Okay. Straight out bad people doing bad things.
Okay. Luther. Gotcha.
Highest recommendations on that one. I'm so glad I finally checked it out. I've heard good things. And
it is available on Netflix Instant.
Yes. It is on Netflix. That's what I watched it on.
Yeah.
So then from excellent stuff to good, saw MIBII.
And did your, I know your box office prediction held up, but did your prediction for an entertainment value stand?
Yeah, it did. It's totally worth watching. I mean, if you've seen the first one, if you haven't seen the first one, then don't bother. Yeah. But it's good. It's totally fun, worth watching. It's not amazing, excellent.
It's brainless summer entertainment.
But yeah. And they're, and they have to throw the big emotional kind of stuff in the end and things like that. But it's funny. It's Will Smith being Will Smith, and it's Josh Brolin being Tommy Lee Jones.
Which is brilliant casting.
Really worth watching. He does a great, great job. It's just, it's typical. I mean, we know Men in Black. There were lots of really cool, funky-looking aliens. Yeah. Slick guys in black suits.
So it's formula. They haven't changed the concept at all.
No, it's just the big bad guy, the big bad alien, ends up time-traveling back and killing Agent K.
Okay, Tommy Lee Jones' character, yeah.
Yeah, and so Agent J has to go even further back and stop him from doing it.
Understood. All right.
And so he's all of a sudden in 1969 with Agent K, who's now played by Josh Brolin.
Okay.
And who's, like, really much more personable and funny and friendly. And Will Smith keeps asking him, what happened to you?
Jeez.
But it's really fun because now they're hanging out in 1969. And the one thing that he remembers about it, it's something about a factory. It's going to happen at a factory.
Mm.
Well, it's not a factory. It's the factory, the whole Andy Warhol's.
Wow. Okay.
So we get like a little bit of characters from 1969 and that whole vibe. And they pretty much just went and stole all of Mad Men's costumes and, so it looks really good. And yeah, it's a fun, totally fun movie. And we have Emma Thompson in it, like as their boss in this one. So that's interesting.
Instead of Torn.
She's brilliantly funny too. So
yeah.
And the interesting is that the big scary monster, they all look kind of funky. I did the whole, who is that?
Oh, like, I know that person.
I know it. And I spent a good part of the movie when he was on going, who is that? And I finally like, I'm just going to wait and look at the credits. I'm not going to figure it out. And it's Jemaine Clement, who was in Dinner for Schmucks.
I never saw that.
But he's also in Flight of the Conchords.
Oh, okay.
And that's what most people are going to know him from.
Gotcha.
Kind of thing. And it's just, he's tall, but he doesn't look like big and beefy in that. It's kind of nerdy. And he's like big and beefy in real life and in this movie.
Interesting.
And in Dinner for Schmucks. So, yeah, it's totally fun. Worth checking out.
Cool. All right. So that had some success last week. And it looks like we had a film that debuted. It did just about as well this week.
Yeah, it did. Men in Black dropped. And Snow White and the Huntsman with over 56 million. Yeah.
Can we stop the whole Snow White thing for a while now?
Yeah. It always happens like this.
Yeah.
All of a sudden there's two of things coming out.
I know. Well, and especially since Once Upon a Time finished its season on the big, heavy Snow White story, it's like, okay, I'm done.
Right.
I don't need to see it anymore.
Kind of had so much of it on TV.
Yeah.
And then with the Julia Roberts one, and what's her name, Collins, who I just saw is Phil Collins' daughter.
Sent that over to me, and I'm like, how did we not understand this?
Missed that. But anyhow, with that, I'm surprised this did as well as it did. I really thought everybody would be kind of burnt out on it, but I guess not.
And they went totally dark, so maybe that's what drew people.
Yeah, it's definitely a different version.
Yeah.
But so that's at 56. Men in Black is hanging in there, which is over 29. The Avengers still around with 20. And then we jumped to fourth place, Battleship, under 5 million.
Oh.
And The Dictator, just under 5 million, too. And then, very interesting, just below that, the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel still with 4.6 million.
This thing just crossed the $100 million mark worldwide.
Wow.
Yeah. For a little British film about retired people in India.
Mm-hmm.
So again, good storytelling and great performances are going to win out over all the big special effects and marketing and all the other crap that, you know, Hollywood tends to invest its time and money in.
Right.
Good for them. Next week, speaking of big investments in money and CGI, we've got Prometheus. Now, I love Ridley Scott, and I love the tease premise that we had about this thing, but I am so afraid that this thing is going to suffer a huge backlash because of all of the stuff that they've been putting out, the featurettes, the clips, the trailers. It's like we know more about this film going into it than any film in the past 5 years. So I'm a little concerned that they may have just blown it. But we'll see. I'm sure it's still going to make a ton of money.
It's, yeah, so many people have been looking forward to it for so long. And it's are we kind of burnt out waiting for it?
Right.
I'm sure it's going to come in first, but we'll have to see how big of an opening.
Right. Well, and it looks like the summer movies of the past couple of weeks, we've been in the 50 millions with the new opening. So we'll see what this one does.
Yes.
But I mean, you've got Michael Fassbender, you've got Charlize Theron, you've got Nomi Rapace.
Exactly. You have Idris Elba.
Idris Elba, right. It should be should be good. Ridley
doesn't. Yeah, quite the cast.
Yeah. So, and the other big movie is Counter Programming. We got Madagascar 3.
Right.
Which, all right. I enjoyed the second movie. I reviewed it for Verdict. But DreamWorks is really turning into another sequel factory. And it cheapens. I mean, the artistry that they put into these films gets cheapened by the fact that you're just going to keep cranking them out, like Ice Age and stuff like that. Just, you know, how many more of these versions of these? Whereas Pixar does one, maybe two of the same story and then moves on and does something different.
Right. Yeah. It's how many can we keep going?
Right.
And then when are we ending? I'm surprised three that it's actually still in theaters and isn't direct to DVD.
Right. Exactly. And then there's just one limited release, which has already been available on demand for a couple weeks now. We talked about it, is Bellamy, which is the Robert Pattinson Lothario movie. So studios expect the big ones to make the money, and they're not going to fight for box
office
dollars.
With Prometheus coming out, like, what are you going to put against that?
Exactly. It's,
Exactly. Counter-programming, like a kid's movie. But other than that, you're going to get crushed. So why bother?
All right. Well, if you're not going to the box office or the movies in this sweltering summer heat, you can stay at home and see what's available on DVD and Blu-ray. If we go over to DVDvert.com, click on the upcoming releases tab, and go to the cover art gallery for June 5th.
Okay. Well, the first thing that jumps out at me is Danny Trejo in Badass. Which I'm sorry, isn't that repeating yourself? Danny Trejo
is
badass. Yes. It's really the same thing.
And Danny's been around forever, and he's got to have a resume 2 miles long by now.
Yeah.
But it's nice to see him front a picture for a change.
Yes.
A bunch of TV that I have never gotten into, but a lot of people speak very highly of. We've got Breaking Bad Season 4, Curb Your Enthusiasm Season 8.
Right. And we've got a bunch of the USA shows. Burn Notice and Fairly Legal and In Plain Sight, the latest seasons of those before new ones start up.
If you're a fan of action adventure and real life military stories, we've got Act of Valor, which starred the real Navy SEALs and made a big splash at the box office.
Yeah, it did.
And then we've got Disney's John Carter.
Yes.
Did a major face plant and cost Rich Ross his job as the head of the Disney studios. But I have a feeling it's going to do exceptionally well here.
I think it is. I think a lot of people want to see it, but not that much. Yeah. So they're waiting, you know, for the DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah. I think it will do well. Of course, not to make back everything they spent advertising it, but...
Right. But you've got Avengers for that.
Yes.
Just printing money. The Rock continues to make these family-friendly adventure films, you know, when he's not doing other big-ticket action pictures. And good for him. I mean, there's a market for
it. Right.
But Journey to the Mysterious Island is out.
And you know what? He's also really good in it.
He is.
He is funny.
Yeah.
He is a funny guy.
Yeah. And he makes it look so effortless, which is not an easy thing to do.
Yeah, exactly.
But this one also stars Vanessa Hudgens, so you're going to... And Josh Hutcherson, who was in the Hunger Games.
Okay.
So you've got some other big... And Michael Caine. So it's a pretty respectable cast.
Yeah.
The other big ticket movie is Safe House. With Denzel Washington and Ryan Reynolds, and Denzel plays another dark anti-hero. So you're not getting the suave, cool Denzel, but you're kind of getting the dark and mysterious one.
Yeah.
Which is just as good.
That's what I was going to say. They're both great.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw this, and I'm not sure if you know about it, but it's a John Mellencamp documentary/concert DVD called It's About You.
No.
Which maybe that refers to Meg Ryan. I don't know. Since he left his old life for her.
Yep.
Speaking of music, the Beatles' Yellow Submarine, which was a film they did not even want to make. It was the last film on their motion picture contract. They were doing everything they could to get out of it, so they got other people to do, like, little vignettes and animation and things like that. And then when it turned out to be pretty good, then they went and said, oh, well, maybe we'll write some new songs and appear in it. So it is, it's a head trip. You know, it's a late 60s kind of Pink Floyd-ish head trip, but it's got its value.
Yeah. Another thing we mentioned TV earlier, but the Three Stooges, the Ultimate Collection. Oh. It's a 20-disc collection that's coming out.
Yeah, of the classic Columbia shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, I think it's a week or two ahead of the Three Stooges film coming to DVD or Blu-ray.
Right, yeah, that'll be out in a little while.
Yeah. And there's a lot of great vintage kind of 70s, 80s, 90s films coming to Blu-ray, you know, being released or re-released this week, including like 16 Candles. And,
yes.
But as always, DVD Verdict benefits from you guys spending some time on these pages, and we've recently started adding some pre-order titles, which are not been given street dates yet, but Amazon is taking pre-orders, and you get a significant discount if you purchase them ahead of their release. And sometimes you even get tickets to films that are currently in theaters. Like, I know that Prometheus is already available for pre-order on Amazon, and it's not even in the theater yet. So,
yeah.
Moving on, if you are a homebody and prefer the lower-priced ticket entertainment like streaming media, we can go and see what's coming to Netflix this week. This isn't new, but I'm rediscovering it, and I haven't seen it since the late 70s, and I don't remember it being as good as it is, but Darren McGavin's Kolchak the Night Stalker.
Oh, yeah.
It was only...
I didn't get into that. I was too young for it, but... Yeah.
Definitely the precursor to X-Files.
Mm-hmm.
There are no happy endings at the end of these episodes. You're left kind of hanging, you know, very Rod Serling-esque, which makes you think about things like, who were these people? Very supernatural-based. The first one I saw was Jack the Ripper. The pilot was Jack the Ripper. McGavin is brilliant. I mean, Darren was just a great actor to begin with, but in this role, he owned this thing. And it was set in Chicago. He was an investigative reporter. So it was interesting to see, those of us who grew up in the city, interesting to see what the city was like in the early 70s.
Yeah, so they filmed it there?
Yeah, the exterior shots, yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So there's that. Johnny Depp, who is going to be doing the feature film version of Kolchak, is starring in The Rum Diary, which was his second Hunter S. Thompson story, not nearly as successful.
Yeah, that did not do as well.
Yeah. The Secret, Rhonda Byrne's wildly successful documentary, self-help about her adapting her book on the Law of Attraction, is available on Netflix this week. And then there is a ton of LGBT films just in time for Pride Month. Every major city has its own kind of Pride weekend at different points in time. But so all of those are there for you to explore. Over on Hulu, we've got a ton of big movies. Helen Mirren as the Queen, which is, of course, timed perfectly for the Diamond Jubilee, which is happening in London right now. Kirsten Dunst in Sofia Coppola's Marie Antoinette.
That's a movie I actually liked. I don't think anybody else did, but me.
It didn't play well.
And I thought it was really, I didn't love it. I really liked it, and I really appreciated what she was trying to do with it.
Yeah. So if you didn't see it and are curious, it's available on Hulu for you to take a look at.
Yeah, if you like interesting film, it's worth checking out.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Selma Hayek stars as artist Frida Kahlo in Frida. Oh. Martin Scorsese's Gangs of New York, which I actually fell asleep watching. Rob Marshall's Chicago, which is a brilliant adaptation of a show, of a Broadway show that probably never should have been made into a movie because it just couldn't have been.
Right. And it, I can't believe what they did with it.
It was really smart and well done. And then there's a whole mess of vintage Jackie Chan films.
Oh, cool.
Which are a lot of fun. Whether they be English dubbed or in the original Mandarin, it's just wild, wacky, unbelievable fun. The stunts that he pulls off.
And then, you don't need to understand what they're saying. You just got to watch the crazy shit he does.
Right. And then in the credits, invariably they always have the accidents that he had. filming all the broken bones.
Wow. Oh, disturbing.
Yes. Yes. Over on Amazon Instant, of course, we get all the latest DVD and Blu-ray releases as they occur. And this week, especially for Amazon Prime customers, here for TV, you've got Top Gear 17, Ken Burns Prohibition, Nickelodeon's Avatar, not to be confused with James Cameron's Avatar, and SpongeBob SquarePants. For movies, we've got some great small little films from the 80s and 90s, Election, with Matthew Broderick and Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, which I still have not seen. I know it's kind of sacrilege because Steve Martin and John Candy.
I can't believe you're telling people that.
I know. Forrest Gump, Good Night and Good Luck. And Amanda Bynes, What a Girl Wants.
She wants to get drunk and crash into cars, obviously.
And with that, I will hand it over to you.
All right. There's actually a bunch of new stuff on TV this week.
Really? Which,
hello, it's June. But yeah. Monday on Fox, Hell's Kitchen is back, which is Gordon Ramsay.
Right.
One of his shows. And then MasterChef. Tuesday, new show on NBC, Love in the Wild. It's a dating show hosted by Jenny McCarthy.
Ugh.
So you want to tell your Jenny McCarthy story?
It's not much of a story to tell. My
she
brother's
sat
friend
at your kitchen table,
yes,
please.
She cool. did sit at my kitchen table, but
you
my
met
brother
Jenny McCarthy. Come on.
Her she was dating one of my brother's friends at the time. So,
all right,
back
okay.
in Chicago when they were still just out of high school.
Okay. Well, that's a great story. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thursday, NBC has a new show called Saving Hope, which is some ridiculous thing about like a surgeon who's in a coma and then he's like walking around, doesn't know if he's a ghost or whatever. I don't even know. I can't even, if that sounds even remotely appealing, you go figure out what
does he perform ghost surgeries?
Like, no.
Oh, okay.
His girlfriend, who's another surgeon, is trying to save him and whatever, but he can see what's happening. I don't even know. You got somebody else watch it and then tell me what it's about because I'm not watching it. But also on Thursday, talking about freaking dating shows on Fox, a new one, Take Me Out. Ready?
Yeah.
Hosted by, now Jenny McCarthy to me kind of makes sense.
Yeah.
It's hosted by George Lopez.
What? Well, he is single now, right?
Yeah. So following that, then, is The Choice, which is like kind of celebrities, you know, getting matched up with people.
Yeah, brother.
So anyhow, but then, oh, let's get classy again. Sunday, CBS Tony Awards.
Oh, good.
Hosted by Neil Patrick Harris.
It's always a great show.
So, yes, we'll be talking about that afterwards.
Yes.
On this little program. music this week. Like, crazy. Seriously, crazy what is coming out this week. People who haven't done albums in up to 20 years have coming out. Neil Young, Americana.
All right.
New album from him.
Yeah, he's kind of one of those people that disappears for a while and then comes back.
Right.
And, yeah.
Then we also have Analog Man by Joe Walsh.
Shut up!
Seriously. All Fall Down by Sean Colvin.
Oh, all right.
He hasn't done anything in a couple years.
Yeah.
Banga by Patti Smith.
Oh, my God.
And then ready?
Yeah.
That's Why God Made the Radio from the Beach Boys.
Oh, because it's their 50th anniversary and their
yeah,
tour.
It's been like 20 years since they put out a new album.
Wow.
New music. 20 years. New Beach Boys album up
and
this
John
week.
Stamos is touring with them if you're so inclined to be a
yeah,
John Stamos
Yeah, he's played
fan.
With them for a long, since the Full House days.
Right.
He got to, like guest on Full House.
Right.
So anyhow, like, yeah. Crazy good music coming out this week.
Oh, Joe Walsh. And what was it? You know, he did that bit on Drew Carey where he was a recurring character for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. Books. Stunning, which is the 11th in the Pretty Little Liars series by Sarah Shepard.
Which, by the way, Pretty Little Liars season 2 is going to be on DVD this coming week. So.
Yeah. So that's probably kind of coordinated that.
Yeah.
But anyhow, if you are a teenage girl, or Preteen Girl, and check that one out.
Or Melissa forced to watch it as part of her responsibilities for Verdict.
Let's not talk about that. Anyhow, Rachel Ray, Queen of the Kitchen, has a new book out, The Book of Burger.
Oh.
It's all about burgers,
nice.
Obviously.
Sounds like more of a up Guy Fieri's alley.
Yeah, no, she's kind of queen of burgers. She makes every, quote, ethnicity of burger. She makes them all Greek and Italian and whatever.
Wow.
Anyhow, and then we've got a bunch of kind of memoir-ish stuff or autobiography stuff. Sean Johnson, the Olympic gymnast. A winning balance, what I've learned so far about love, faith, and living your dreams. And that's, of course, co-written with someone, Nancy French. Mark Shriver has a book, A Good Man, Rediscovering My Father, Sergeant Shriver.
That's Maria's brother.
So Maria's brother has written a memoir about his father. And then Joan Rivers has a new book out. I Hate Everyone, Starting With Me. So if you are a fan of Joan's humor, you can not only watch her on E!, you can read her if you are so inclined.
And there is a great documentary that's on Netflix Instant about Joan and kind of her life and a slice of life. And it's
Be a huge fan of her wit, shall we say, but man, she's had an interesting life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely worth your time watching.
Yeah. So, and as we said, the Tony Awards are next weekend. And I'm gonna make a bet right now.
Yes.
That Jim Parsons is gonna be up for one next year. He is starring in Harvey.
Yes.
It's in previews now. It officially opens on June 14th. But here's what I think the cool thing about it is. It's the Roundabout Theater Company.
Yeah.
And it's gonna be on just through the beginning of August, so it's a short run because obviously he needs to be back in LA to start work
on Big Bang
Theory. But it's at Studio 54.
Oh, no kidding.
Which actually started out as like an opera theater.
Oh.
And then became, you know, just a straight theater and throughout the years and then became, as we know it, Studio 54. Yeah,
the infamous nightclub.
Infamous nightclub, exactly. And then was shut for a while and then they did stuff. And then they actually opened it a few years ago when they did Cabaret.
Oh, with Alan Cummings.
Nightclub feel, so they did Cabaret, but they've kept it now and turned it into, you know, regular seating theater.
Can you imagine the ghosts in that place?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if you happen to make it to New York, I can't imagine him in it is anything but delightful.
No, and that's one of my favorite shows I've ever done. And yeah, it's really a great show.
It's just, yeah, it's a fun, family-friendly show. And I can't imagine him being anything. But as long as we're talking about Jim Parsons, let's move into news. And news to some people, I guess.
Some people haven't been paying attention.
He came out of the closet, even though he wasn't really in the closet. And, you know, it's what's happening with a lot of different people, like Zachary Quinto and things like that. It's not a big announcement.
Yeah, Matt Ballmer did the same thing.
He's living his life, so whatever. But he did an interview recently, and in an article it talked about just the fact that he's gay and, you know, he's had a partner for 10 years and whatever. That's just part of his life.
Yeah, that's matter of fact. Although, what happened at Long Beach Pride last week, because Queen Latifah was performing, and... She happened to say, "I'm so proud to be here among my people," and everyone took that as her coming out because it's been rumored for years that she's had a partner.
Right, and she's really statements saying you shouldn't read anything into it. I have never discussed my private life, and I never will.
Yeah. Interesting, and have we not gotten further in our culture to that this should not be news anymore?
Exactly. You know,
can we just finally get beyond all this nonsense? A little bit of disappointment in the news this week. We had two significant deaths. Richard Dawson, who people knew from different points in his career. Some people knew him from Hogan's Heroes. Some people knew him from Running Man. But most people knew him as the host of Family Feud.
Yeah. Yeah. And I like tweeted today when I saw when I was a little girl, like I so wanted to be on Family Feud one day. So he'd kiss me.
And I saw somebody else, one of our friends or something, said, "In honor of Richard Dawson's passing, I will be walking down the street kissing every married woman on the lips in front of their husband."
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. The thing I actually love him from is The Match Game.
Oh, that's right.
He was a regular on The Match Game.
He was.
From the beginning. And he was just as kind of creepy sexual.
That whole crew was.
Not that. But, man, he was funny. So funny and smart too. If you just know him from Family Feud and stuff, it's like on Game Show Network.
Oh
like
yeah.
Mid mornings, weekdays, whatever. Go check out him on The Match Game. White excellent.
And I'm sure there's clips on YouTube that you can find as well.
Oh yeah.
The other passing this week. And the interesting thing is they were both the same age. They were both 72.
Oh.
It was Catherine Justin, who, again, most people now know her from Desperate Housewives.
Right. That's how it's being billed in all the articles I'm reading.
But I loved her as Mrs. Landingham on The West Wing. Ms. Martin.
Absolutely. That was such a great role, and she just brought such spark and beauty to that role.
Wow. And we actually dealt with her passing on that show.
Yeah,
which was very heartbreaking then. But she was a character actor long before that.
Oh, she's done tons of things. Yeah. She was very talented.
Went out on top. You know, that's the way to go, I guess. Speaking of going out on top, Andy Samberg has announced that he's leaving SNL at the end of the season, which really isn't a big surprise. In fact, the digital short that he did with Chris Parnell kind of indicated that this was the end for him. And then the only other person we're waiting to hear from now is Jason Sudeikis, who's likely to make the exit as well. Yeah. But Fred Armisen has said, you know what, I'm going to die on this stage, so I'm not going anywhere.
Good for him.
Yeah. Justin Bieber is getting his own primetime concert special for NBC, which is going to be shot on his current tour, where he runs into glass walls and gives himself a concussion.
Yes. Poor thing.
Such an idiot.
Oops.
Movie news, Guy Ritchie is going to direct yet another adaptation of Treasure Island, which...
Okay, we need that.
It just needs to be go away. I mean, Eddie Izzard just did one for British television, which was a big event thing, so... Why do we need another one?
I don't know. Go watch the Muppet movie one.
Yeah, that was actually really good because it's Tim Curry.
Leave it at that.
Silver. Yeah. Right. Kathleen Kennedy, who's a longtime producing partner for Steven Spielberg, is succeeding George Lucas as the head of Lucasfilm. So nerds all over the world have just suddenly taken this brief sigh of hope, thinking that maybe things will get done without George's interference. So, we'll see. This is interesting. Dirty White Boy, which is the biopic of Wu-Tang Clan's Old Dirty Bastard, is going to star Michael K. Williams. But they are not casting any other members of the band because all the band members are going to play themselves.
That's cool.
Very interesting. And then one final note. Uber Machismo is in the making. Stallone and Schwarzenegger, who did a little brief thing in Expendables 2, which is on the way, are currently filming a movie called The Tomb, for Mikhail Hofstrom, which is a prison picture. And these two are fronting it. So it's a full feature with the two of them. Get the supporting cast. Amy Ryan, Sam Neill, 50 Cent, Vincent D'Onofrio, and Jim Caviezel.
That is like Sybil cast. Wow, that is all over the place, man.
But apparently Sylvester Stallone's character is framed and sent to prison where he buddies up with Schwarzenegger to break out.
All right.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I worked, 3 days on Mikhail Hofstrom's Derailed with Jennifer Aniston and Clive Owen. And that movie turned out terrible. So I don't hold a lot of hope for this one.
Oh, well.
That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I just want to mention that P. Diddy... Daddy, what is he going by now? Whatever.
Puffy.
His son, Justin Combs.
Okay.
That's his real
Justin Diddy.
Name. Whatever.
Just
Justin Combs. Just got a scholarship to UCLA.
For what?
A full ride. He's a football player.
Oh, like he needs a scholarship.
Exactly.
Can that money go to somebody who needs it?
Exactly. Jeez. That's what most people are saying. Like, really? You need this? But then other people say, you know what? He earned it.
Well, that's fine, but he could also...
earned it.
Yeah, I guess.
And I would, if I were mega rich, not take it.
Right.
And yes, of course, let some kid who can't go to college without it.
Right.
Yes, that's the big scandal. Right. California now. Well, Kardashian news is actually Jenner news.
Again?
Brandon Jenner, who is one of Bruce's former kids that nobody cares about. People care about Brody because he was like on the Hills.
Oh, so that's Brandon's brother.
Yeah. So okay. Brandon is Brody's brother.
Okay.
This isn't confusing.
Yeah.
And he actually did the show. He did that one reality show with Brody and some other LA boys. I can't even tell you the title.
I know what you're talking about. It's like Princes of Beverly Hills or something like
right,
that.
Right. It's ridiculous. It should have just been called like Annoying White Boys and Those. But anyhow, so the other Jenner brother from that actually got married in Hawaii.
Okay.
And so Bruce and Chris were there, and Kendall and Kylie, because obviously they're half siblings of his.
Filming an episode for their TV show, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be on the show or not. No. But the Kardashian girls.
Yeah.
Stayed in LA and went out to lunch.
Nice.
So now they didn't grow up together, really.
Okay.
But I mean, because they, Brandon and Brody, live with their mom and stepdad and stuff. Okay. But anyhow, yeah, whatever. A wedding in Hawaii. Nah, we'll just stay in LA and go to lunch.
Yet another picture or window into this world of bizarre family.
Yep.
Oh, lovely. Makes you feel all better about the craziness that your own family goes through. All right. And on that happy note, we will say goodbye for this week. But we will be back next week with more excitement and adventure. If you'd like to send us feedback, you can always email me at mstaley@dvdverdict.com or Melissa at
mhanson@dvdverdict.com.
And until then, Melissa Ann, take it away.
All I had to say is goodbye. We're better off this way.